debauchery in the village? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another reason to envy Olympic athletes. We probably assumed it before, but now it's been thrust into our face. In addition to having godlike bodies, the athletes, living as they do in a village populated exclusively by people with godlike bodies, apparently engage in sexual activity. You must have read the piece in ESPN magazine, in which various athletes describe what goes on once they finish competing. U.S. soccer star Hope Solo recalled seeing competitors having sex in Beijing, quote, on the grass between buildings. And apparently, it's nothing new. It's like college, except more of a fairy tale, because the main qualification for matriculation is a perfect body, about 10,000 of them, who tend to stroll around in their underwear, according to U.S. javelin thrower Bro Greer. Even if the face is a 7, he says, their body is a 20, which is why, according to the Daily Mail, 150,000 prophylactics will be on hand. But you know what that means? It means all this sex does the world no good. I'm sure the athletes are having a great time, but I'm talking about civilization here. We need their offspring. Offspring who would not only have physical endurance, but mental endurance, who come already motivated, whose parents have been selected objectively by performance without regard to race or religion. If London doesn't want them, throw a big party for them here. The baby boom is retiring. Imagine if we could pass the torch to a new generation, which could actually run with that torch without collapsing. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.